Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's okay not to be perfect with finances. Experian is your big financial friend and here to help. Did you know you can get matched with credit cards on the app? Some cards are labeled no ding decline, which means if you're not approved, they won't hurt your credit scores. Download the Experian app for free today. Applying for no ding decline cards won't hurt your credit scores if you aren't initially approved. Initial approval will result in a hard inquiry, which may impact your credit scores. Experian.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
This is a real good story about Bronx and his dad, Ryan. Real United Airlines customers.
We were returning home, and one of the flight attendants asked Bronx if he wanted to see the flight deck and meet Kath and Andrew.
I got to sit in the driver's seat.
I grew up in an aviation family, and seeing Bronx kind of reminded me of myself when I was that age.
That's Andrew, a real United pilot.
These small interactions can shape a kid's future.
It felt like I was the captain.
Allowing my son to see the flight deck will stick with us forever.
That's how good leads the way.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. Is 94WIP. Check it out there as we get set for Monday Night Football. The Eagles and the Green Bay Packers from Lambeau Field. Can't wait for tonight. It's a big one. It's really a huge game in the hierarchy of the NFC, seeding and everything involved in the path to get to Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara. I want to dive in today to the five X factors, the five key matchups that will decide the Eagles and the Packers. Eagles going for another victory over Green Bay after beating them twice last year, first in Brazil in week one, and then, of course, in the wild card round at Lincoln Financial Field. This time, though, the site shifts to Green Bay, Wisconsin, where it's going to be a cold night, and it's going to have all the feel of a big game with Buck and Aikman on the call, and, of course, Merrill and Mike. If you can't get the game because you're a YouTube TV customer, and as I record this, that there's not been a resolution yet. Merrill and Mike, just sync it up and lock in and listen to Merrill and Mike on the call, especially if you do like some sort of, you're going to try to find a stream somewhere. If you can't get it, Merrill and Mike's the way to go. If you're home tonight, unable to see the game or you're in your car during the game. All right, the five matchups that will decide the Eagles and the Packers. Number one, first and foremost, is Micah Parsons against the Eagles offensive line. And I say Eagles offensive line and not just the Eagles tackle or tackles, because Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, has moved Micah everywhere to start the season. I've seen him over the left tackle. I've seen him over the right tackle. I've seen him right over the middle, which is interesting tonight with Brett Toth getting another start at center, that could be a spot. Micah Parsons is no longer being used simply as an edge rusher. He is a pass rusher. He goes after the quarterback. And you know he's going to be chomping at the bit tonight because he's coming off one of the least productive games of his career, not a single pressure, which I don't know how that's possible. The Packers must have sleptwalked their way through that football game last week against the Carolina Panthers, because yesterday, the idiot that I am, I was on the Panthers in my survivor pool against the Saints in Carolina. I'm like, all right, they got this. And then they go out there and they get their butts kicked. But a ton of pressure all day on Bryce Young. So it's not like that Panthers offensive line is, you know, a bunch of all pros. So I don't know what was going on with Parsons last week. I doubt a player of his caliber will have two games like that in a row. He's going to get some pressure. We know he's going to make some plays. It's what he does. But typically in these Eagles-Cowboys games over the years, when Parsons has been a big part of the story, he's pressured off the edge. It's been him against Lane, him against Mailata. Well, I think they're going to move him around tonight and try to take advantage of an interior Eagles offensive line that isn't what it has been in the recent past. Number one, first and foremost, by a mile, is containing and blocking and keeping an eye on Micah Parsons. He has the potential, we know, to change the game. That's why the Eagles wanted him. That's why I've wanted him since he came out of Penn State. And I've been trying to find ways to get him on the Philadelphia Eagles. Feels like that is dead now. The Packers took away my yearly trade for Micah Parsons show because the Packers and Cowboys, when they completed the trade, story came out yesterday, put the poison pill in the contract. So between now and 2027, the Packers can't trade Micah Parsons to a team within the NFC East. If they do, they owe the Cowboys their 2028 first-round pick. So it is an enormous poison pill that keeps Parsons away from the Cowboys in terms of a rivalry team, the Commanders, the Eagles, the Giants. He can't go to any of those teams through a trade. Now, obviously, I suppose they could cut him and he could sign there. They're not going to cut him. They just gave him a ton of money, and he's one of the best players in the NFL. So he's either going to be in Green Bay, or if they reroute him, it's going to probably go to the AFC or whatever. He's going to be not as on top of the Dallas Cowboys, because why would the Packers trade him within the NFC North? They're not going to want to do that. They can't trade him to the East. So that really leaves the South and the West, and it's only eight teams. It's much more likely he goes to an AFC team if they move him. But anyway, Parsons and blocking him is key number one for tonight. Key number two is limiting the deep shots. So we know the Packers wide receiving core is in flux, right? It's Romeo Dobbs is probably their most consistent guy right now. Jaden Reed's been hurt the entire season since week one. Matthew Golden, the rookie's coming along but hasn't found it yet. I have a feeling he's going to. I thought he was the best receiver in the class this year. And it's been a little bit up and down, but he's a rookie receiver. That happens sometimes. We know last week they lost Tucker Kraft, their star tight end, to an ACL, and that's a big, big loss for them. So it's a receiving core that has some pieces, but maybe no number one. They did get Christian Watson back a couple weeks ago. He has only played in two games this season, but he has six catches for 143 yards. That's 23.8 yards per catch. For his career, he's over 17. He's their big play guy. He hit a 52-yarder last week against the Panthers. So watch out for Watson, whatever kind of pitch count he is on. Dobbs can make plays down the field. We know Golden can, assuming he's going to play tonight. He is questionable. But the one thing to keep an eye on is the deep shots, and the Eagles have to take them away because that's what the Packers really want to do. They don't want to take a dunk. They really don't. They want to run it for their dunk, and they want to take shot plays for their passing game. And Jordan Love will take shot plays, and they make them. I mean, they hit them. They're fifth this season in the NFL. They came into the week here, fifth in the NFL in 20-plus yard passes. They like to make explosive throws. Now, last year, the Eagles' defense was tremendous, dynamic at limiting explosives. This year hasn't been quite the same. I mean, Carson Wentz hit a few explosives, and the Giants hit some explosives when they beat the Eagles that weeks back. The Broncos, I mean, we go to the Bucs, the Rams. I mean, these teams have hit explosives against the Eagles, and I think there's been some on the field that teams have left on the field. They've missed them. I thought Stafford really had a, considering how he's playing now, had an off day when the Eagles played the Rams back in the month of September. So limit the explosives. I don't think the Packers right now, with the way their run game is, with the way their receiving core is, with the way Love could be a little iffy, with no Tucker Kraft, I don't think the Packers are good enough right now to go up and down the field methodically four times against the Eagles, five times against the Eagles. What's the concern tonight and where this could go sideways for the Eagles is if they allow two shot plays, if they allow two 30 or 40 or 50-yard pass plays. That is a killer. And tonight, that second corner spot, we know it's not going to be Jerry Alexander because the Eagles already ruled him out. Is it Jacorian Bennett? Is it Adoree Jackson? Is it Kelee Ringo? That is a major concern tonight heading into the game. Our key number three to a victory tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles, and a key that will decide the Eagles against the Packers in Lambeau Field, is going to be the red zone. How the efficiency goes in the red zone. I thought last week the Packers lost the Panthers because of their red zone offense. Now, their red zone offense is 12th in the NFL this year, but the Eagles' red zone defense is number 2 in the NFL. But this is the one to really keep an eye on. Red zone on the other side, when the Eagles have the football versus when the Packers are on defense. The Eagles right now come into the game number 1 in the National Football League this year in red zone offense. When they get into the red zone, they score touchdowns. And I thought early on, before there was even any sort of evolution with Kevin Petullo, there was creativity within the red zone. Dallas Goedert's been a monster within the red zone. Meanwhile, the Packers defense ranks only 22nd in the NFL in the red zone. The Packers done a great job of limiting red zone opportunities. That's why they have a more efficient, less points per game, defense kind of situation where they're ranked higher than the Eagles. But when you get into the red zone against the Green Bay Packers, they basically just they just let you right in. 22nd in the NFL. They don't have much resistance within the red zone. Eagles have been number 1. So tonight, red zone trips could be few and far between. I'm not guaranteeing the Eagles get in the red zone 5 times, but if they're there 3 times, it's got to be 3 touchdowns. That's how you beat the Green Bay Packers tonight. 3 touchdowns on the 3 trips to the red zone. That is key number 3.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jenna Cameron.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Key number 4 for the Philadelphia Eagles tonight as they try to upend the Green Bay Packers. Key number 4 in this football game. I'm going to go with taking the ball away from Jordan Love when he allows. Look, Love is a good quarterback, and you look at some measurables, some statistics, some measurements, excuse me, and he's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. Just is. Look at their head-to-head numbers this season. Some, it goes to Jalen Hurts. I think this year has been more of a, basically how you want to look at it. They're pretty close, though, in a lot of numbers. And you watch Jordan Love play, and at times he gets in these rhythms where it's like, holy moly, he's a top 5 to 10 quarterback, no doubt about it. And then you see sometimes he'll throw off his back foot. He'll try to force something into triple coverage. We saw last year when the Eagles picked him off in the playoff game. And you'll sit there and you'll say, what is he doing? And it strikes you as a guy that still is trying to mature as a quarterback and is not there as a quarterback. But here's what it's going to happen. He's going to make 2 or 3 plays from the pocket this week where he's going to launch one, off platform, weird angle, and it's going to be a dime 30 yards down the field, 35 yards down the field to his receiver dropping the bucket. And it's going to be like, wow, there's only 7 quarterbacks in pro football that can make that throw. I mean, that's the kind of throw he's going to make. But there's also going to be 1 or 2 tonight where he throws it in either into double coverage or he throws it right to an Eagle. I mean, right to Zach Bond, or right to Jahad Campbell, or right to N'Kobe Dean. Last week against the Panthers, and they dropped this interception in the end zone. They still won the game. But last week against the Panthers, he threw one into the end zone where he was kind of rolling to his left, threw it back across his body to the right. And I thought my screen had froze because there was no Packer jersey on the television. I don't have a small TV. There wasn't a Packer on the TV screen. There was just a Panther just sitting there like a punt trying to catch the ball, and he dropped it. And I forget what happened on the possession, but it didn't matter. Panthers won the football game. I think it was a fourth down. He could have taken it back the other way for a touchdown if he caught the ball. But it was a fourth down, so the Packers didn't score there. The point is, Jordan Love will throw a few up for grabs. He does every game, and it's going to be on the Eagles to take those and create turnovers. If they do, they're going to win this football game. I think there's a very simple line of demarcation when you look at some of the Jordan Love box scores over the years. Zero interceptions, Packers win. One or two, they lose. And you can probably say that for a lot of quarterbacks, but I think specifically Jordan Love, he's either hot or he's cold. He was cold last week. He was hot the few weeks before that. He does this all the time. Now within his seasons, he gets on these super hot streaks where he could go beat anyone and put a 40 on anyone. And then he gets on these cold streaks where he doesn't look like that guy that the Packers believe he is this deep into his pro football career. And then the final key to the Eagles and Packers tonight that will decide this matchup, I'm going to go with, can the Eagles running game build on what they did last week? Can they keep it going? So the Packers have a good run defense. They're fifth in the NFL entering week number 10. They were fifth coming into this week. But Rico Dattle and the Panthers did run the football pretty effectively on them last week. They have good run stuffers, though. It's a good run defense led by Edrick Cooper in the middle. They are well coached. I think Jeff Hafley could be a future head coach in the NFL. Boston, former Boston College coach, so he's a head coach. You know, he's got experience. He left a head coaching job in college football to become the Packers defensive coordinator. It's been two productive years for him and for them. He's a good coach, good mind. I think a future pro football head coach. But he's got to have a sound plan. He's going to have a sound plan for his team. They're going to be gap discipline. They're good against the run. And Cooper is a very talented young inside linebacker. A guy I remember in last year's draft, before we knew about Zach Bond, before we felt good about the health and progression of N'Kobe Dean, before Jahad Campbell was even on our radar, that I remember talking a lot about. Edrick Cooper's a player. So they're going to be able to stop the run. They have been. And if the Eagles run the football and block the way they did prior to last week, it will be a tough sledding running night against this front and against this top front seven. But if the Eagles run the football the way they did against the Giants and Saquon gets moving like he did against the Giants, it's a whole different ballgame. And tonight is a great litmus test to see if the Eagles have figured it out, if their run game really has graduated here over the past couple of weeks compared to where it was early in the season. Because a lot of the excitement of where the Eagles are headed post-bye is, look what they did in the last game before the bye. Look at that running game. Look at what they did. It looked like last year, two running backs this time. Last year was just the one, but this time two backs, 10-plus carries, 10-plus yards per carry on Tank Bigsby and Saquon Barkley. That's rare stuff. So it was a dynamic running attack last week against the Giants. But it was the Giants. I mean, it's really hard to kind of justify that or rectify that in our brains. Like, was that real? Was that an accident? Because the first, you know, 8 weeks of the season, or whatever it was, at that point, first seven games before the eighth game where the Eagles got that victory over the Giants and ran all over them, it was impossible to run the football. So how much of that was real? We're going to find out tonight. Eagles run the football well. They're going to win this football game. The five keys, the five matchups that will decide Eagles-Packers. Number one, Micah against the Eagles offensive line. Number two, limiting the deep shots, especially when Christian Watson and Matthew Golden are running deep down the field. The red zone efficiency on both sides of the football, taking the ball away from Jordan Love when he puts it up for grabs. And number five, running the football well. Can they do it to the level they did last week? Can they do it close to that level? If they do, they're going to go to Lambeau and get a victory. And I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Midday show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. live on YouTube, Odyssey app, 94WIP. And, of course, the pregame show tonight. Elliot Shore Parks will join us live from Lambeau Field. We'll get you set for the game. Eagles and the Packers. It's a big day here in Philadelphia. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.